Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
We have so much to cover today. We talked about
back to school
muffin, back to school crazy moms. But first, did you know that socks are the number one most requested clothing item in homeless shelters?
That's right.
Yeah. Well, Bombas is on a mission to change that. They created the most comfortable sock in the history of feet. You're wearing a pair
now. I'm literally wearing a pair right now.
Yeah. They have women's solid ankle socks. They have 4-packs. They have 8-packs. They have so many different kinds of socks.
For kids. I cleaned out all the socks in our house and just brought in all Bombas socks. And they're still going strong. I love them.
Yeah, and they have like sports kinds for if you need some for the
all
basketball.
Different kinds.
Yeah, all different kinds, different colors, patterns, lengths, and styles. And we love them. And right now, you can save 20% on your first purchase when you shop at bombas.com/FCOL. That's Bombas. I'm going to spell it for you. bombas.com/FCOL. You're going to save 20%. bombas.com/FCOL. They're never itchy. They're breathable. And they have just the right amount of thickness. So go get
it's
you
perfect.
Some.
Perfect. Yep.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunny side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like to reach the access.
What's up?
Hi, everybody.
For crying out loud.
Before we say anything else, let's thank our friends, of the pod.
Let me guess. Eshan?
Yeah.
Vajpay?
Yeah. Eshan Vajpay. Hi,
and
Eshan.
Carol Kantz?
No. Well, no more Carol Kantz, but she just got one anyway.
Okay.
Luis Juarez.
Luis. RBF. That was going to be my third.
Yeah, we love Luis. I love Luis. Michelle McKibben.
Ah, Michelle.
Suck, girlfriend. Hi, Michelle McKibben. New one, Kelly Brandt, y'all.
What's up, Kelly Brandt?
Kelly Brandt gets a personal shout out. Jacob Crowley.
Jacob Crowley.
Our boy Jacob.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Jacob is he's our pal.
Yeah.
He's very big on the Reel It In page. If you guys aren't on the Reel It In page, why?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Why aren't you?
Why?
Weird.
I feel like we're big boy in the morning right
and
now.
And also, this one's been at this level for a long time, and she's just been a big supporter of the show, and she doesn't know I'm going to say this, but Leslie Wyckoff, been supporting us for years.
Thank
and,
you, Leslie.
Hi, Leslie. All
That's
right.
really nice.
Also, let's
well, let's
talk
before
about
we got lots to talk about, but before we get into that, let's talk about Gold Peak Real Brewed Iced Tea.
Oh, delicious.
The delicious tastes that brings you home. It's home-brewed taste. And by the way, like we talk about how great the 14 flavors and sizes they come in, but let's not forget that it's made with pure filtered water, mountain-grown tea, has just the right balance of sweetness.
Yeah, and this is what I love about it is that they don't just have sweet tea because I don't like sweet tea.
Right.
They have semi-sweet and unsweetened.
Yes.
Which, you know, I like an unsweetened drink.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which with all the great flavor.
Looking at Kaylin and nodding at Kaylin.
Oh, I'm all about the unsweetened. I see. You know how I can't do sugar.
That's true.
Yeah, the unsweetened is great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And our kids love it. We have we get the Arnold Palmer ones.
Yeah, the lemonade flavor.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it's time for lunch, dinner, or just a quick snack, the home-brewed taste of Gold Peak iced tea makes every meal more refreshing. With ice-cold Gold Peak Real Brewed Tea, the comforts of home are never far away. And you can find it at your favorite retailer, anyone near you. Gold Peak Real Brewed Tea, the taste that brings you home.
And while you're sipping on that tea, you should be wearing a pair of good, comfy jeans that look spectacular and look like they cost a ton of money. They look like something like Cameron Diaz would wear. Remember Cameron Diaz? Yeah, but you don't have to break the bank.
No, you don't, to get high fashion jeans.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? We started talking about Good American on our last show.
Yeah.
And Facebook, a bunch of people were talking about how they love those jeans. They're like a a popular thing.
Yes. Or a popular brand, because you know why? They're for all shapes and sizes.
Absolutely. And my favorite thing about it when I went to go choose my jeans is the fact that you can see how they look on every body shape, because you can choose. Literally, you got to go onto this website and check it out. You can pick a model with the size you want, who's the size you want, and show her wearing the jeans that you want to try on.
It's genius.
That's so cool.
I know.
That's how I picked out my jeans.
Yeah,
I,
me too.
I was like, well, let me – I found somebody who's got some booty and around my height, and I put them in the jeans that I wanted, and I was like, okay, done.
Right. And it's awesome. They have a lot of different sizes and shapes. You're going to love them. They stretch.
Yeah.
They're comfortable. They form to the shape of your body. And
they make jeans for all body types from 00 up to 24.
Mm-hmm.
So don't complain that they don't have your size.
They got your size.
Yeah. Right now, get 20% off site-wide, plus free shipping on orders over $100. So don't wait. Go to goodamerican.com/FCOL and you'll get the discount applied at the checkout. That's goodamerican.com/FCOL.
What's
right,
up?
Big show today.
Lots to talk about. Jeez Louise.
Yeah.
I just walked in the door, got a nice little gift from Stephanie.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take a picture of it.
Yeah, we'll take a picture of it for FCOL Pod on Insta.
There you go.
We got to put some more pictures on there. Kaylin,
I know.
Today, will you input it on my Instagram?
Yes, I will put it up. I'm having some major phone troubles at the moment right now, but I'll use one of your phones to do it.
Oh, brother.
Oh, well.
Someone pretty much stole a new phone that I bought off Amazon from the post office.
Oh, no.
I think. Yeah.
Oh, there's somebody stealing in this area stealing iPhones.
Yeah, I bought a brand new iPhone, came to my apartment. I wasn't there. I didn't sign for it. So they went to the post office. And I get there, and they somehow gave it away to somebody with no address and, like, a forged signature.
Oh.
I've been doing the runaround with them for 2 weeks trying to get
this
guy.
It's on the news. It was on the news this morning. Local news.
They probably got mine, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
And my current one is hella broken. It is all messed up.
Oh. That sucks. All right, well, I'm so sorry.
Never mind, then. No, you post
I'll do it on your phone.
Okay. What's going on, Stephanie?
Well, do you want to hear a story that's pretty amusing about going to Elby's back to school night?
How's Elby?
Elby,
I'm a little worried about her.
Yeah, she's doing better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'll just give you a brief catch up on Elby. So I know last week I was telling you she was having such a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
And then John talked to her and she felt a little bit better.
Yeah.
So if you don't remember, go back and listen to last week's. You know, my kid, she's just like a little.
Yeah, she's
positive ball of energy.
Right.
She somehow bounces back, which I wish I could have a little of that.
I know, me too.
Rub off on me. Her stupid positive attitude. I'm like, Elby, things still suck. Come on.
Come on, Elby.
What do you have to be happy about? You got a lot of homework, girl. So she is kind of adjusting, you know. She seems happy when she gets home from school. And then she had two more games over the weekend. And you know what I did?
Mm-hmm.
I practiced self-care and I did not go to either one of her games.
Really? Oh, wow.
I said, John. No,
so her games were at Thousand Oaks or wherever?
No, so it didn't end up being Thousand Oaks. They were like in Panorama City.
Garden Grove by any chance?
No.
MAP Center?
No. Panorama City. It was it was like two games in a row at a high school at Panorama High.
Yeah.
So John took her, gave her a big pep talk beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
First game, she ended up crying.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the – oh, you're going to love this. So John's phone ran out of batteries like halfway through the first game, which is kind of genius, because then I didn't have to know that, because later when he caught me up on it – so as far as I knew, things were going okay.
Mm-hmm.
He's giving me these updates.
Right.
He's like, she's playing pretty well. Well, apparently things went sideways. Shit went sideways after
–
After his updates,
uh-huh.
We were only at halftime.
Oh.
Phone runs out of batteries.
Mm.
I'm not getting any more updates.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, way later, I found out that things had gotten bad. She wasn't getting playing time. She ended up crying. He took her aside, gave her a pep talk. And then apparently the coach, no background check, coach.
That one.
Set told her, hey, get ready because you're going to get a lot of playing time in this game.
Okay.
So that put her actually into good spirits,
right?
Because she kind of knew she wasn't going to be on the bench the entire time,
right?
And she did really well. Good. She didn't score, but apparently she like stole the ball four times, intercepted the ball,
made some assists.
Like, yeah. I guess people were like, you know, giving her high fives,
right.
Like it was really. John said it was really obvious that she had a great game,
wow,
so she
good.
Felt better.
Good, that's good.
But here's the thing. As I told you last time, she's the only one on the basketball team in this program, this intense program, already. So today's Tuesday. Yesterday was Monday. Yesterday she comes home from school. She's got a pile of homework.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there mm-hmm. were tears again last night. She's like, I'm tired. I have so much homework. Then tonight she's supposed to have this basketball tryouts. They're trying out a couple of new girls, and mm-hmm. the coach wants all the whole team to come
to be there
and help.
Yeah.
And there's a part of me that I don't want to overparent, though, so I'm probably not going to do this. But there's a part of me that wants to just go, I don't want you at this. Mm-hmm. They don't need you.
Right, I know.
There's like 13 girls on the team already.
Right.
And none of those girls have the homework that you have.
Right.
So there's a part of me that's like, can you just not go to that? It's not an official practice.
Yeah.
They don't need you. But she feels like they're all going to be there. She doesn't want to be the only one that's not going.
Yeah, that's the thing. You don't want to be the only one that's not going. Because the coaches do notice that. They notice if you're showing up at all the practices, if they need you, are you showing up? Even if they don't need you, are you showing up? There's kids on Sonny's team, broke his nose, broke his finger. They come, they still come. Their parents still get them to the stupid games that are 3 hours away and sit there just to cheer on.
No.
I know.
No.
And that's why me and you weren't getting ever
no,
on sports.
No, no.
And play no sports.
Yeah. Oh, one of LB's
friends.
I ain't
got no sportsmanship.
It made the dance team, but then she like fully broke her ankle or something, so mm-hmm. she can't. Do
she
it for a while. Oh, yeah. She still has,
she's still
putting on the uniform, doing her hair.
Yes.
Like,
I know.
Coming to the games. Like, what's the point?
Right.
She's not missing any plays.
Yeah, I
like,
know.
She's not out of the team strategy. It's a freaking dance team.
Yeah.
Stay home.
I know.
Take a load off.
There's enough cars on the road, too, by the way. I know. And like, when Natalia cracked her foot or whatever, I was like, yes, no games.
Right.
Oh, no. She still had to go show up for her teammates because they officiate, too. In volleyball, the girls have to do this officiating thing where they
have to decide if it's out or not.
Yes. Yeah. And it's like, so I still got to do that. I'm like, well, what? But you're not playing. Why do you have to? Don't they pay somebody to do that, by the way? Aren't those guys in the striped shirt, black and white shirt, aren't they getting paid? So I don't have somebody over here sitting in for Stephanie 5 seconds when she's got to run to the bathroom or something. Like, really? Come on, everybody.
Susanna Brisk is out in the hallway.
Yeah, right.
Like, you haven't been
tag
on the
team.
Show in 10 years, but just suit up.
Just suit up and sit there and wait in case I might need you. In case Stephanie gets a phone call, gets called away. In case her daughter has to go show up at some other game, has to leave early.
Susanna, you're in.
There you go, Susanna. You tap out, Stephanie. She's like, no, like, we don't have that.
Oh, my God. That is hilarious. Yeah,
yeah.
So I don't understand that. And I don't think they need LB. But, yes, I'm not going to special snowflake it and call the coach, you know, go, LB's not going to be able to come because she's way smarter than everyone on the team. I won't be doing that. But this does lead me to parents who are not afraid. Not afraid to special snowflake.
That's right. They're not.
And this leads to the story
of
LB's, of going to LB's back to school night.
Oh.
It was hilarious.
So you went.
I went. Okay.
Because you and I haven't done back to school night the last few years.
No, we haven't.
Right.
But I was like, well, this is first year of high school.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we were going to get the opportunity. So we were going to get to follow their schedule and mm-hmm. 10 minutes in each class.
That's nice.
Okay. So LB gave me her schedule. And then so John and I were both going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then something really crappy happened to Xander at school, which I am going to talk about on Patreon.
Aww.
And for obvious reasons, so don't get all mad and tweet me and go, you saved the best stuff. This has nothing to do with that. It's his privacy.
Right.
And so I have to talk about it in front
of
the supportive, uber supportive.
Right. Can't just have it floating it out.
No, I can't.
Yeah.
But so understand that something bad enough happened at school that I get a text from John. So he was going to be cutting it close. He was going to pick up the kids. I was going to drive with my friend Laura.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was going to meet us there and we were going to drive home together. But he texted me. He's like, Xander's really sad right now. And I don't – like, can you – I think maybe you should just go. I think I might need to be home with him. So mm-hmm. I was like, okay. So I was on my own. I mean, I felt really bad leaving, not knowing how he was, but I was home. Right when they came home, I saw him and I was like, all right,
yeah.
My work cut out for me later.
Right.
But right now I'm going to go focus on back to school night.
Right.
And so I go to the thing, go to her first. Okay. So this is a program. It's called IH. It stands for Individualized Honors. And these kids have the difference in their schedule from just regular honors kids mm-hmm. that take all honors classes is two of their classes are – one of their classes is an AP mm-hmm. history class mm-hmm. and one of their classes is a 10th grade honors English class.
Knife.
It's hardcore.
God.
But it's what we signed up for. The kids mm-hmm. – I didn't make LB do it.
Right. Now.
LB got invited into the program and she was like, I want to do it.
Right.
As you know, I was like, really?
Yeah, I know.
That sounds hard.
Right.
And she was like, I'm going to do it.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, if at any point you want to quit, I'm all about
uh-huh.
it. Like, just say the word.
Yeah.
No more.
Right.
But anyway, so and you know, LB, I don't know if I've mm-hmm. ever told you this, mm-hmm. but she runs a little anxious.
No.
You know, a little high strung, a little perfectionist.
Yeah.
Okay. So her first period class is this AP history
mm-hmm,
class.
Mm-hmm.
And granted, no ninth graders really should be taking an AP class. It's
no.
so over the top and unnecessary.
Of course. Especially when they're just starting high school.
Yeah.
You know, come on.
It's
like,
stupid.
Let them get their bearings.
Exactly. And I don't agree with it.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here telling you I don't agree. They shouldn't mm-hmm. be taking AP.
Right.
But to be in this program and to get this super advanced English, mm-hmm. you have to take this. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they do it. I don't know why, but I can't fight City Hall. I'm not going to go down and go, I want to have a meeting with the IH people and tell you that's stupid. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do that,
right? Right.
It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So we get there and the teacher is this cute, kind of young, like nice guy,
uh-huh.
A favorite teacher at the school.
Nice.
And he starts saying like, you know, this is hard.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to lie to you guys.
Yeah.
Like, this is an AP class. This is really a college level class. It really is. And normally ninth graders wouldn't be taking this.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple of people are just like, yeah, well, why are they?
Right.
You know? And
right.
then he said to me, to all of us, what I just said to you.
Yeah.
I don't know why they added it to the program. It's going to be hard. And then so now you're starting to see like a couple of the parents that are like, well, my kid's really anxious and a perfectionist.
Interesting.
The whole room cracks up. Like, yeah, they all – like all of our kids are. All of these kids in this program are anxious. Perfectionists.
Uh-huh.
And then the teacher's like – one of the moms goes, well, how do we know if our kid shouldn't be in this class? Like if they're really not ready for this. And he said, well – to tell you the truth, I won't know until like October how they're doing academically. He goes, I can tell you that they're all doing fine right now, but, you know, it ramps
right.
up. And I don't know until I start seeing regular like test scores.
So what happens if somebody is not like keeping up?
I guess they drop
out.
What do they
do?
You know?
Oh, Jesus.
And they drop into like just a regular honors history class
to the regular honors history class.
Exactly, right? They slum it in the
yeah.
just the boring old honors
right.
history.
Right.
No, I honestly don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, so already period one, I'm like, okay, these parents are – this is the intense group of parents that all have their kids in this
– Never mind, I'll ask you.
What happened?
It's just because – a lot of Asians in there.
No, surprisingly, no.
No. Okay.
I mean, there's like a mix. It was actually a very diverse crowd.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
wasn't – no, because this story I'm going to tell you is like more like just white entitlement, I guess.
Ugh.
Not to be super woke.
No, I
but
know.
It was
but
a
I
lot
know
of
what
like,
you're talking about.
It was a lot of like white – like my kid
– just is just such a turn-off.
Okay. But so here's where it starts getting good.
Mm.
That was just a little taste of like – just the questions all were sort of normal because they were all from people that were like, what am I getting
right.
my kid into?
Right.
Like, is this going to be too hard?
Right.
Kind of normal.
Mm-hmm.
But then I get to like the next class, which I forgot what it was. But then I get to her biology class, honors biology.
Okay.
Teacher, super cool guy. One surprise was every single one of her teachers loved him.
That's great. I
was
love
like,
that.
This is LAUSD. And These teachers are all like, they seemed great.
That's good.
Smart.
Thank God.
None of them seemed like a-holes.
Right, right.
You know,
like they're waiting to die.
Yeah, no. They all seemed like genuinely, dare I say, like passionate about what they're teaching.
That's awesome.
So then
to keep the classroom cold.
No class was like too – was they were all like climate controlled.
Oh, good.
Appropriately. Okay, I didn't have to suggest pellets. Okay, did not
good.
One of them.
Oh, good. Okay.
So this teacher, bio teacher. Mm-hmm. So this is like a cool guy. Comes in. He's like, hey, so – he didn't go, hey.
Yeah, I was just going to say. Hey. Wow, hey, it does sound hey. Good.
Sit on it.
Hey. Oh, Mr. Carter.
Comes in with a leather jacket, slicked back, greased hair. Hey.
Hey.
Sit on it. So, okay. So he says, listen, your kids are just our ninth graders. And
right.
he said, and they're really – what I want to teach them more than biology is how to be a high schooler.
Mm.
It's not going to be about like killing them with homework. This is going to be about teaching them to work – smarter.
Awesome.
Like, and
that's great.
One thing that I do, he said, in my class is I assign reading because a lot of the test is going to be out of the textbook.
Mm-hmm.
And I assign the reading, but a lot of times I don't necessarily go over it in class.
Right.
Because I want them to learn. He goes, a lot of these kids, they won't read it.
I know.
He said, so then they're going
to
find
Teach
out.
Them how to.
Uh-huh. Right. They're going to find out when they take a test that, and inevitably they're going to come to me and they're going to say, Mr. Moreno.
Mr. Carter.
Yeah, Mr. Carter. Well, hey, this material, you didn't go over it in the classroom. And he said, and then I'm going to say to them, yes, because it was in the textbook. Did you read the textbook?
Right.
And they're going to go, what?
What? And then they're going to go, textbook. I'm so, they can't say they're sorry. I'm so, Mr. Carter.
Oh yeah, my sorry, God. Go we're so old. So he said, inevitably, they're going to say, you know, mm-hmm. but he said, but I make it very clear to these kids, this is the reading that's assigned, and this is when you have to have it done by, and this is when there's going to be a test.
Mm-hmm.
He said, and then eventually they're going to catch on and they're going to do the reading. And also there's going to be tests on stuff we also go over in class.
Right.
But a lot of times there'll be a question or two that they're going to go, I didn't see that. I didn't know that. How was I supposed to know?
Right.
It's in the reading.
Right.
Tell your kids it's in the reading. Dad raises his hand.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me. Uh-huh. So, well, why are you giving them tests on stuff that's like you're not going over in class? Like I don't understand.
That's a good question.
So he says, well, because, you know, it is stuff that we're going over and it's part of the curriculum and I'm telling them to read it in the book and they're going to need to be responsible and read what I tell them to read. I give them plenty of time to do it.
Right.
And then he also says, he's like, it's not a lot.
Right.
He's like he goes, like, for instance, he said over the long weekend, I told them to read between pages 134 and 139. It's 5 pages.
Right, right, right.
Goes, I didn't give a test on Tuesday when we came back to school because I knew half of them weren't going to have read it.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave them another opportunity, and then we have the test on it tomorrow.
Right.
Dad, if you can't see me, but I'm raising my hand.
Goes
Dad,
up again.
Hand goes back up. Yeah, but I'm really not understanding like what your point is in giving them these pages to read. Like, isn't that why they're – why aren't you going over it in class? Mm-hmm. What if they don't read it? He's like, well – when your kids get to college, there is no homework.
Yeah.
There is no, oh, well, that wasn't, you know. He said they're responsible for themselves to learn the material.
Well,
and that's it.
That's what he said. He's teaching them how to be responsible high schoolers.
Right. He goes, I am teaching them habits right now that they're going to need in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
not everyone's going to spoon feed them stuff.
Right.
But actually, the teacher wasn't saying it in like – of a dick as I'm saying
it.
He was actually
fact.
Being really patient
and
going, well, and he's explaining it again. The guy's like, yeah, but would it be better if – and then he starts giving him like a new way to do his curriculum. And it was so hilarious because we're all sitting in the kids' desks.
Right.
So I'm kind of across from like another mom who seemed totally normal.
Yeah.
And was wearing very cool shoes, by the way.
Yeah.
which I mouthed to her, I like your shoes.
Adidas or
and
something.
And then she was like, they're super comfortable. Uh-huh. They were like Kyrie's. They were like, uh-huh. but really funky
cool.
ones with all different colors.
That's
and
cool.
she was a mom.
And so she's a mom, yeah.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at each other and people are, the guy wouldn't stop. Suggesting
There's
a new curriculum. But here's how you could do it. I'm not kidding. No, we only have 10 minutes. We're only in the classroom for 10 minutes. It was taking up the whole time. And
right.
at one point he was even like, I don't want to monopolize the whole. You are monopolizing it.
Right.
Reel it in. All the way in.
All the way.
Oh, my God. And do you really think that this guy like just transferred out of like a hosting job at TGI Fridays
yeah.
into teaching? Like, do you think he's never done it
right.
before?
Right.
Oh,
well, that's a good idea. I never
oh my
thought
God.
Of it that way, Mr. Schwartz. Let me write that down.
So then another parent, and you know, I know this has happened to you a bunch of times.
Mm-hmm.
You know when you're like, oh, my God, everybody in this room has to be going like, this guy's crazy.
Yes, totally.
But then somebody else is uh-huh. like, you know, a lot of these kids are in the IH program. So you can be in honors biology
right.
and not be in this program that
uh-huh.
Elby's in. So it was kind of a weird elitist thing to say.
Right.
It's like, well, yeah, some of the kids in here are.
Yeah.
But there's plenty of kids that are just like honor students
right.
that are taking the class too.
Right.
Like special snowflake lady.
Yeah.
Why are you having to alert him of that
uh-huh.
anyway?
Mm-hmm.
In his, it, and then, you know, a bunch of people are like nodding. Right. But so then the teacher goes, yeah, I know. That's why I told you that I'm not giving them a lot of homework.
Right.
I know they're having. I know some of these kids
Poor
have
teachers.
A lot of homework.
And I feel
yeah.
bad for teachers.
So now I'm like, oh my God, parents
oh,
are
God.
Parents are crazy. I haven't gone to it. Okay, it gets worse though.
My God.
Oh yeah, the worst is yet to come.
Oh, wow.
The craziest part is coming.
Oh, do tell.
Okay, so I don't know. I go to another couple of classes. They're fun. Then mm-hmm. her fifth period class is the crazy over the top English class.
Oh boy,
is the 10th grade honors English for 9th graders.
Mm-hmm.
So we walk in, and everybody sits in the desks, and the teacher is like quirky.
Mm-hmm.
He's really into teaching, which, you know, as a mom,
yeah.
I like.
Right.
Like, this is what high school is all about,
yeah.
is
yeah.
having the crazy teachers that
of
have
course.
Been teaching forever, and they love it.
Yeah.
But they're, like, super into this subject matter, which I could give an F about.
I
like,
know.
You know, Beowulf. I don't
right.
know who that is.
Right.
That sounds like Baywatch.
Right.
Which is a show I would have watched in the 80s, but apparently not. It's like a poet.
Oh, is that what?
That I've never heard of.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't even name you
Baywatch.
That many Shakespeare
Baywatch.
Plays.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Right.
They're
going
to be doing Shakespeare.
Oh,
it's all
no,
about British
no, yeah.
literature.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm falling asleep even saying
Uh-huh. I've
like,
heard,
Elby,
I know.
Do the 9th grade honors English where they're like reading The Color Purple.
Right.
That sounds good.
Right. They're reading The Outsiders.
Yeah, yes. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So the teacher starts going, hey, so, and he's wearing a hat, like a cap, like a news, kind of a newsboy
uh-huh,
cap.
Uh-huh.
Like he's
mm-hmm.
into being like a
yeah,
quirky English
yeah,
teacher,
yeah.
right?
He dresses the part.
Mm-hmm. But he's really cool and he's really into the subject matter and he's a very loved teacher.
Uh-huh.
So it beloved?
Beloved.
Beloved.
But that's why he's so in – I mean that's why he is beloved. That's why he's so – because he's so into it, you know?
Yeah. And he's – it's hard. Like
yeah.
it's going to be hard for
right.
these kids, right?
right?
And as you know – because now you guys are all with me because I was just complaining about this last week about mm-hmm. LB staying up until 12:30
mm-hmm.
doing homework,
mm-hmm.
right? So the story I'm about to get into, like I was with this lady just minus the full on crazy.
Oh, no.
So this – okay. So he's saying, you know, and like let's talk about like stress. Like I'm teaching these kids methods. It's a lot of work, but I'm teaching them how to work smarter, not harder,
Good.
Basically.
A lot of these teachers are teaching these kids how to work
yes.
smarter.
Yes.
And how to, yeah.
So hand
how
goes
study.
Up.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies' hand
oh,
goes
no.
up. She's like, now, mind you, we're like 4 minutes into his, he's talking. And I look over at her and she is like, ooh, she's been itching
oh,
to like, she's
yeah.
had something
right. mm-hmm.
on her mind.
Mm-hmm.
Her
mm-hmm.
bean is steamed,
mm-hmm.
as you would say. She's
oh,
coming
no.
in with a steamed bean. She's just like, she's like, yeah. My daughter came home the other day and she was so stressed out. And she said to me, Mommy, our teacher doesn't want us to be stressed out, but I am so stressed out.
Awkward.
It was super awkward. She's starting a fight with the teacher in front of all of us. Aye. And of course, the teacher looks at her and he's like, well, your daughter, he goes, I've talked to your daughter about this. Mm-hmm. We've already talked. Mm-hmm. Like she wasn't, she did more than what she was supposed to do, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And then she says, well, my daughter has anxiety and she's a perfectionist. So this is a repeat from what we heard in the first class.
Right.
And so everybody kind of chuckles in a way because, again, they're all anxious and they're all perfectionists.
Right.
So then she says, and my daughter was crying and crying and we had to cancel an activity. So,
wow.
Yeah. We couldn't even go to our activity that we always go to, our blank, 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 blank. I don't know what she's talking about. And now it's super uncomfortable.
Right.
She looks like she's going to cry.
Oh, my God.
And the teacher, using the F word in front of the whole room of parents. Super uncomfortable. Total, like, my special snowflake.
Mm.
And he's like, he doesn't know what to do. You could tell that he wanted to go, like, can you talk to me about this after class?
Right, right.
But he's also not trying to be like, I have nothing to hide.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So he says, you know, he goes, actually, I might not have been clear enough with the whole classroom. And he goes, and I apologize to them for not being clear on what they were supposed to do. And some of them did more than they needed to do for what I told him. And he said, and remember, they're still getting used to my methods.
Right.
He said, I teach them a method. And first, they're going to be working harder, not smarter. Right now, they're going to overdo everything.
Right.
And they are going to be up late. And he says, like, and I said, yeah, my kid was up until 12:30. He goes, yes. And then I've taught them how to do it so that they don't, that won't be happening once they, oh my God. She's like, well,
oh my God.
My daughter told me that you said you're all wrong. Everything you guys did is wrong on your whatever. And he said, no, I didn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I never told them they were all wrong. He said, I gave them notes on how to fix what they were missing. They were all missing a couple of things. She said, no, my daughter told me that you said in front of everybody, you all did it all wrong.
Wow.
And now it's really uncomfortable and people started to leave. Well,
really?
It was like towards the end of it. So he says, she's like, and how are you? You talk all about, you pay lip service to them not being stressed out, but these kids are stressed out.
Oh my God.
So then he says, now people are starting to get up because they got to go to the next period. And he's like, if anyone wants to stay, like, I'm happy to answer this. He says, so some people trickle out, but I stayed.
Yeah.
I don't want to miss anything.
Right.
So I was just standing there watching.
Right.
And oh my God, she wouldn't let it go. Wouldn't let it go.
Mm-mm.
And she says, my daughter had to miss her activity. And he's just standing there like, okay. It'll get better, you know. Anyway, then I
what
leave.
What does she want him to say? Does she want? I don't understand what her, what's her objective? I get it, but like, go talk to him after the class.
Again.
Why hold everybody hostage?
And like the last guy that was trying to tell the teacher how to teach, does she think this guy's been teaching at the school for like 25 years?
Right.
Does she think he's going to go, you know what?
It's the first back to school night I've ever.
Now that you bring up that your daughter was stressed out, I got to really revisit my teaching.
He's going to
go home.
Even
though I'm the only honors, like the only teacher that teaches this course, the only one that knows this material backwards and forwards and is going to teach your kids how to think and about philosophy and,
Right.
But you're right.
Yeah, I'm going to go home and take a hard look in the mirror.
Yeah.
I mean, these parents, unbelievable, unbelievable. Wow.
I came home and I said to Elvie, I was like, Elvie, there was some drums happened.
Did you ask her who?
I tried, but she didn't know.
Sits in the seat ahead of you, 4 feet over to the left.
I didn't know what her kid's name was because she never said her kid's name. Right. But I
don't you sit in your kid's seats?
Oh,
or
no. Not now. We just sat down.
Okay.
But Elvie was like, Mom, that's not true. The teacher never told us that everything was wrong. She goes, that didn't happen. First, Elvie goes, I think it was probably not from my class. It's probably a different period. That girl has a different. And I was like, no, because I was following your exact schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So all of these parents are parents of kids that were in that class at the same
right.
time as you.
Right.
And she was like, man, no. She's like, that's crazy because that is not.
So the either she's not. Well, it's a combination because the apple don't far fall from the tree. But either the kid's exaggerating, you know, maybe some hyperbole, something, or she's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
She's a little crazy. She had that kind of really uptight hairstyle. It's like it's like a flatter version of like an astronaut's wife's hair, like with that like little like curled under bob.
Yes.
Kind of hair.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
Just she had like a, I mean, business.
Just uptight.
Yeah, uptight.
There's just some moms that just look totally wound up and uptight.
Oh, yeah. I was imagining her like gearing up for this back to school mm-hmm. night. Oh, wait. Just you wait.
Mm-hmm.
Just you wait, Mr. H.
Right.
I'm coming for you.
Uh-huh.
I got like, she probably like memorized her speech and then like fantasizing about how it's going to go down when she's going to like wait mm-hmm. just for the right time mm-hmm. to raise her hand and go, how dare you?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So that was a lot of crazy.
That is a lot of crazy, but that's a lot of fun, though.
Super fun. Couldn't wait to tell everybody on the podcast.
Good for you.
Like how nuts people are.
I know.
And this is just a regular LAUSD high school. This is not like some fancy private school.
Right, right. Jeez.
Where everybody thinks their kids is. If your kid's such a snowflake, spend a little money and send them to private school.
Right. Oh, unbelievable.
Yeah. Pretty fun, though.
Wow.
What's going on with you?
Good for Albie. Well, let's talk about Brooklyn real quick and then
oh my goodness.
Well, then we'll
time flies when you're telling a
time flies
long
when you're having
story.
Fun talking about crazy cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs parents.
Love Brooklyn, and somebody on for Crying Out Loud page Reel It In was just going to Brooklyn to buy some sheets and she couldn't find the code, so now you're about to hear the code.
FCOL.
Yeah. FCOL is your code at checkout.
Listen. I love this. You guys hear us talk about Brooklyn all the time. You have to go. You really have to experience sleeping in their sheets. They're super crisp, or depends on what style you get. They're soft. They're durable. They're guaranteed. They last. They don't fall apart at the seams, and they have like that deep
corners,
when you pull it, the fitted sheet in, it just goes easily. You're not breaking nails.
You don't have to wrestle with it like taking down a gator.
Right.
Like, you know, you just slide the sheet down over the corners.
It is.
Like, simple.
It's very simple. And it comes in really nice packaging. And it's super affordable. And now they not only have sheets, but they have towels, bathrobes, bath mats, just really nice, high-end looking things. But affordable is the best way to describe it.
And right now, my Brooklinen sheets are the most comfortable sheets I've slept on. Their towels have turned my bathroom into a spa.
I know.
I couldn't recommend them more.
Love their towels. You can tell the difference.
Yeah. And Brooklinen.com is giving an exclusive offer just for our listeners. Get 10% off and free shipping when you use the promo code FCOL at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. Mm-hmm. Did you even know that?
Yeah, no, I just said they guarantee their stuff.
Oh, for a lifetime.
No, I didn't say lifetime. That's
well,
amazing.
That's what you left out.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Sorry.
Here to help.
Okay.
Anyway, the only way to get 10% off and free shipping is to use the promo code FCOL at brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code FCOL Brooklinen. These are the greatest sheets ever.
They are. They are. I love Brooklinen. Well,
also Force of Nature.
Force of Nature is a little appliance that uses electricity to convert tap water plus a capsule of salt water and vinegar into a multi-purpose cleaner and disinfectant as effective as bleach.
This is
but
magic.
Not toxic.
This
yeah.
is magical.
It's very cool.
I love having this.
Yeah.
It's just like a little thing, a little appliance.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, you know, a huge thing that takes up a lot of space under your sink.
Under your sink.
Yeah.
You have to like,
it's a small thing, and then it makes your cleanser, turns your water mm-hmm. into a cleaner that's mm-hmm. gentle enough to use even on baby toys.
Yes.
Without even rinsing them.
None of that toxic stuff. Yeah, without mm-hmm. even rinsing it. Yeah. And it's powerful enough to kill 99.9% of bacteria and viruses. It kills even staph MRSA and norovirus with zero toxic chemicals or fumes. Mm-hmm. Replaces kitchen, bath, glass cleaners, deodorizer, disinfectants. It saves money, costs less than a dollar a bottle. And it's co-founded by a mom. Company mission is to help parents create healthier homes by taking the worry and toxins out of cleaning once and for all. So you guys can check it out if you go to forceofnatureclean.com. Go to forceofnatureclean.com and check it out.
Yeah. So what's going on with you right now?
Well, a lot of different things here and there.
Oh, yeah. You want to tell me about you.
So I got a phone call last night. All right. So don't nobody go tweeting at Mobile Muffin, okay?
Yeah.
But anyway, so I got a phone call from one of Natalia's close friends in her group of girls. And first of all, she calls and leaves me a message. And I'm going, oh, no. Does this mean that Natalia must have a beef with her daughter? Something must be – because I never hear
the
from her.
The mom called you.
The mom called me.
Right.
And said, can you call me when you have a chance? I'd like to talk to you.
Ugh.
I know. That's like – what could
worst.
She possibly want to talk about? Maybe
right.
– what did Natalia tell her to – you know – her daughter, I don't know. Like, there must be beef or something.
Right.
And I was leaving, walking out the door, and I was going to call her later. And I asked Natalia, said, so-and-so's mom called me. Do I need to worry about it? She goes, no. Me and her are good. I was like, oh, okay, good. I don't know why. So she calls, and she says, well, what do you think about this Mobile Muffin? And I said, I don't talk to this mom very often.
Right.
But her daughter and Natalia are very close and very good friends.
Yeah, she practically lives with you.
Yes. Well, not Mobile Mom, but this mom. This mom's daughter and Natalia are very close.
Right, but she was asking what
yes,
you think of Mobile Muffin, and I'm like,
practically
you're like,
lives
well,
with
she
me.
Practically lives with
right.
me, so I know her pretty well.
Right.
Yeah.
But see, here's the thing I didn't realize. This Mobile Muffin and like another one or two of the other girls that are in their little friend group, they're from another elementary school. So there's, the three elementary schools feed into the middle school. So it's just the other two elementary schools, mine, the one that my kids went to, and this other one are fine, and all the kids are fine. But we noticed that there is a little edge to these couple girls from this particular school that were in their little clique. Now it's expanded into my daughter's cliques, whatever. Okay. The girls are fine. Mobile Muffin,
But the mom that called you is not from one
no.
of the edgy girls. That's
right.
from that's
she's from old school.
Old school. Yeah.
Like she's been Natalia's. Yeah.
Yeah.
So she, wants to know what I think. And I said, well, I definitely keep a close eye on the two of them. I limit their time together. She's not allowed to spend the night over her house, only she's at my house, but I'd rather her be at my house. And when she is at my house, I try to limit the time. But sometimes it ends up like
I try
she's
to not
there
let it go into a third
into
day.
Into a third day. I know. I'm like, she's there like on a Sunday evening sometimes until like 9:30 on a Sunday. And she said, yeah. She's really sweet. And I said, what's going on? She said, well, and it's weird because she just accepted a job at a school district where she has to do the whole body scan, background check, the kind of things that teachers have to do.
Yeah, and coaches.
Yeah, normally. And coaches. And so that they have to watch this video about bullying, about hurting themselves and blah, blah, blah. So she's like, I'm extra sensitive because I just watched a video like that day about kids harming themselves. And she says, I don't know if you know about this, but there's been a cluster of suicides in this one school district that she's working in.
Oh, no.
That's close by. And she said, what happens is the girls, they talk about it, but they never tell any family members or parents or anything. They only tell their close friends. So it's a surprise when it happens. But it's not a surprise to the friends because the friends will be like, yeah, well, she's been talking about it for a long time and then I guess she did it. And so then she does it and sees all the attention that happens. So then another child does it, a couple months later. Like there was – she said about 6 or 7 in the last 2 years.
Oh, my God.
That's a lot.
For
middle school and high school, that's a lot.
A lot.
6 or 7? Come on.
That really scares me.
I know. It's scary. So she said, She said, did you hear about the drama this weekend? And I said, no, of course I don't, because Natalia doesn't tell me anything. But Natalia rolled her ankle Friday night at the tailgate party. And it's like, my daughter is not going to be happy until both legs are just,
crazy. How is she always having a rolled ankle?
I don't, because she's insane. She jumps off of things. She just doesn't pay attention. I don't know. She was jumping off of something and fell like on top of a tennis ball and just rolled. Oh. I know. Oh. I know.
And is it broken?
No. I don't know, but I don't think so. So I didn't take her.
An x-ray machine?
Well, I don't know. It happens every other week with her.
What, I can see bones through the skin? How would I know?
Now, I thank God for Dr. Bruce, because I FaceTimed. I said, really, Dr. Bruce, come on. Like, it's not black and blue, but right. It is swollen. And it says, does it hurt if she stands on it? Like, she says, it doesn't hurt when I stand and put pressure. It just hurts when I move it in certain
ways. Right, right.
And he says, well, it's just a sprain. So keep an eye on it. Keep it elevated, blah, blah, blah. So she rolls her ankle, which is a good thing, because then it slowed her roll into going into the weekend of drama. So apparently there was a lot of drama in their friend group over the weekend. And this happened Friday night. So what I love is that Saturday, Natalia and her other BFF, who I love dearly, who they – I don't know if I told you on air or off air that they got into – they split up over the summer. Like, they weren't speaking.
Right, right, right.
But I really like this one, this girl who I talk about, Olivia. I talk about her a lot.
Yeah.
I love her. And I was so upset. And her mom was upset. We were just like, oh, they'll get back together. But they weren't speaking over the summer. But so now they're back together. So what I love is that Saturday night, the two of them went to see It together. Like, they put their pajamas on Saturday afternoon, and they just stayed in their pajamas all day. And then they went to go a 5 o'clock movie to see It. They were just so cute. I picked them up after the movies in their pajamas. And they're so cute. And they're so much alike. They feed off of each other.
Natalia is like living her best life right now.
Tell me about it. So
got so many friends. Things worked out.
Yeah. Well, let's not like knock on wood. I don't know. We'll see. So anyway, so this group of friends, they're a good group, but the mobile muffin, there's something up. Obviously, she's not – now we kind of joke about it, but she's not getting any kind of real attention at home, you know.
Yeah, clearly.
No, she's being neglected. And her parents are divorced or separated or something, and – Dad is a little more involved, I think, than the mom, based on my experience.
He's good at networking.
He's definitely good at – I told her about that. She was like, what? Anyway.
Patreon.
Yeah, Patreon. And so dad is like a dad, but also at the same time, either he doesn't know how to handle teenage – because it's just the two girls.
Right.
He doesn't know how to handle the teenage girls and he's dopey or – he's just neglectful and he just cares about whatever's going on in his world. I don't know. It could be a mixture of the two. I don't know. But you tell me. I was thinking about you keeping this for Patreon, but I just wanted to put it out there just to see. I mean, I have an idea what people are going to say. But so the mom tells me that, you know, Mobile Muffin has been talking about suicide and killing herself. And she's been cutting herself on her legs because it's easy to hide. And so – so this girl's mom, let's call her daughter, throw out a name, Stephanie. Let's see. Let's call her
Tina.
Amanda.
Okay, Amanda.
Okay. Amanda, God bless Amanda, because she is a sweet girl. She's like on it, but she's not a tattletale, which I like.
Right.
But she does have two older sisters. One's in college, the other one's in high school. So she kind of is used to this stuff and knows what to look for. But Amanda, you know, told me, she's the one that texted me and told me that Natalia was talking about hurting herself.
Right, right, right.
Yeah. It, you know, we figured it all out, and luckily it wasn't as severe as what I thought it was. It was fine. But she texted me, Mrs. Carroll, I think you should know.
Right.
And she said, Natalia's going to be mad at me for doing this, but I feel like we, and it was her and Olivia that both texted me on
right,
a group text.
Which is so good.
Right. And so now, Amanda did tell her mom, because she does tell her sometimes what's going on.
Yeah.
She says, well, Mobile Muffin is worrying us because she's constantly taught. So she flipped out at us. They were all at this like park area near our house on Saturday afternoon. And that she was being very moody, and a lot of the girls were just like, I can't deal with you anymore. You know, what's with the negativity and the moodiness and blah, blah, blah. And I guess Natalia was trying to explain it to her, and she blew up, like, you know, basically like, I hate you all. You guys are the only people I have, and you're all turning on me, so I have nobody, so I'm just going to go, you know, kill myself or whatever. But she says it. She's been saying it a lot. And over the weekend, she blew up to the point where she was freaked. She started hysterical crying. And all the girls were like looking at each other like they've never – and of course the girls cry and blah. But the way she was crying – and I can imagine because, you know, I'm a girl myself. She was –
what?
Yeah, I don't know if you know. She was hysterical. So they called Mobile Muffin's mom. And she came to the park where they were and – pulled her aside, talked to her for like 5 or 10 minutes, and then was like, okay, she's good. I'm going to leave her with you guys.
What?
And left. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And then after the mom left, like an hour later, I think it got worse again. And so they called the dad. And then it took – The dad was taking her anyways and was picking her up. So when he came to pick her up later in the evening – they went to talk to her, to him, even though she was in the house crying or somewhere crying. They went to the car to say hi to him and say, just so you know, this is what happened today. And the dad said, thanks for telling me. She went home with the dad, but then they went to a family friend's, were there for like 2 hours. And then the dad dropped her back off over at one of their group friends' house where they all were and said, can Mobile Muffin hang out and spend the night with you guys tonight?
What?
Yeah. 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 So, you know, and so Annabelle's mom, who's super cool and super nice, you know, I said, well, what do you think? Obviously, like, the parents aren't really, either they're not equipped or they don't know what to do, or just that the mom is just kind of out there. I mean, just like, you know, I don't know the woman, but I mean, she's been at my house 150 times and I don't have her phone number. She doesn't have my phone number. What if there was an emergency in the middle? What if we had an earthquake? How are you getting a hold of – what if your daughter's phone is off? By the way, the daughter has the phone sometimes. Not all the times does she have her phone.
Right.
You know? So what are you – how are you going to – what's going to – what's the plan? Like,
yeah.
Really? I don't know. And yeah. And God forbid – I mean, I never had a thank you from the mom. But – That's not what I'm looking for.
No,
I
but
have
I know
no
what
relation.
You're saying.
What I'm saying is I don't have a relationship with this woman.
Right. It just shows that she seems to be unaware of what goes on at your house. Like if she's not thanking you, then it means she's detached somehow
definitely
of like
detached.
That someone else is taking care of her daughter.
Yes. That definitely. Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, so Annabelle's mom's like, look, this is very sad situation. And I really don't think that talking to the parents – is going to help. I said, well, what do you think we do? We go to the school then? And she said, well, I guess. You know, I said, well, you watched the video today. What do they say? And
you're
they said,
the expert.
Well, of course, talk to the parents. But if the parents don't seem to be responding, then you have to let the adults in the child's life be very aware of the situation. But also, it's planting ideas in our daughter's heads.
I was going to say, that's just like a hard thing to be around.
Right. Right. Like it's desensitizing too, because hopefully it is all talk, but let's say it is all talk. Okay. But then let's say when Natalia's in high school or college and one of her roommates are talking about this and Natalia, it's going to go in one ear and out the other kind of thing. Like, I don't know, you know, it's kind of desensitizing. So yeah, look, it's going to happen. This stuff is going to happen in their lives, and these situations are going to come up. But like, what do you do to? I mean, I just talked to this woman last night at like 10 o'clock, and here I am now. So I'm kind of like still processing it, and so she's going to talk to the school and let the school know. And Annabelle is apparently upset with her mom because she told her that she was going to call some of the other girls' moms. She did talk to one of the other girls' moms in the group, and she's very concerned, like me, and then she called me. And so Natalia's going to want to know – like Natalia asked, like, so why did Annabelle's – or why did – what do I call her? Amanda?
Amanda.
Why did Amanda's mom get a hold of you? And I just told her it was, you know, it was for like volunteer stuff that she's spearheading at school, which is true. other stuff that I didn't sign up for, which I should have, but that's what I really thought she was calling about. Like, hey, are you ever going to volunteer for that? So anyway, so I'm not telling Natalia that I know what's going on.
Yeah, but I do think that these girls at this age understand that when they tell something
yes.
that it needs to be that, you know,
they do.
We're not going to just sit on that information. If
right.
it's about – if it's somebody's in danger,
right.
then that becomes our their responsibility is to tell us, and then our responsibility is to do
yes.
something about it. And
right.
we have to.
Right. But see, like the thing is that Natalia talked about it and then – but she knew it was just kind of a thing. Like she even said for attention kind of thing. And there was no evidence of her harming herself or anything like that. It was just, you know, kind of the theme of what they were talking about was when the 13 reasons of why
right,
was out
right,
and all that kind
right.
of stuff. So, but what I worry is, does Natalia going to look at her friend Mobile Muffin like, oh, that's another more talk, you know, kind of thing? Or is she going to take her – like it's not for her
but
to take
who
seriously.
Who saw that she was cutting herself on her leg?
All of them see it. They all see it because
okay.
she, you know,
well, she needs, yeah, she needs
of course
intervention.
Yes. Yeah.
She needs some different parents.
Yeah. It'd be nice. Yeah.
That is a tough situation. That's so sad too, because I mean, Natalia has been so close to, I mean, they spend so much time together.
I know, but you know, what's interesting is I did notice that Natalia has not been talking a lot about Mobile Muffin recently. And it wasn't because she got back together with her other friend. It was just like, you know, she talks about it, but it wasn't like every other, you know, conversation like so and so. She did say something weird on the way to school. She said, did you hear about Mobile Muffin? She went to the doctor yesterday and with her stomach issues and she's got 6 months to live.
What?
Yeah, that's exactly the way she said it. First of all, did I hear? I said, no. She goes, did I tell you that? And I said, what do you mean she's got six? That's what the doctors told her. And I said,
oh my God. So something's going on with her. She's mm-hmm. like making up crazy lies.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. There's just this poor girl. And who knows what goes on at home? I don't know. You know, who knows? Like, is there friends in the family that are hurting her? I don't know.
I mean, she's if the only person that she has for Thanksgiving is her sister's boyfriend. That
right.
just can't be good.
And her sister was 15 at the time.
Yeah.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving? Going to my sister's boyfriend's house for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, anybody out
sad.
There, all you shrinky dinks that therapists give, mm-hmm. give us some advice.
Yeah.
Oh boy. All right. I have a podcast suggestion.
Yeah.
Just to lighten the mood for a second
mm-hmm.
before we close.
Mm-hmm.
It's very different than our normal – what we normally talk about. Like it's not true crime or
right.
anything serialized. But somebody when I was talking about needing a podcast, somebody put it down and I gave it a try and it's called Trashy Divorces.
Oh.
Are you listening to that?
No. Trashy Divorces.
Oh, no. I literally wasn't doing our promo.
Trashy Divorces.
I was really telling you about a show that I listened to. I started listening to Trashy Divorces. So I went and looked it up after it was suggested to me because it sounded right up my alley.
Uh-huh.
And what I really like about it, it's hosted by two women
mm-hmm.
who are, for the most part, not annoying. Their
okay,
names
good.
Are Stacey and Alicia. And they're married. They're a married couple.
Uh-huh.
And they're older.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, when I say older, they're like, you know, more
45.
Yeah, 45.
Uh-huh.
But they are pretty, like, amusing.
Mm-hmm.
But they also do a really deep dive into marriages.
But
Hollywood
not like,
marriages.
Oh, Hollywood marriages. Uh-huh.
Yeah, like, okay, I'll give you an example of a good episode. Like, episode 8 was Miranda Lambert. So they each take a marriage,
uh-huh.
usually. So they covered Miranda Lambert and Blake Shelton.
Oh.
And Laurie Anderson and Burt Reynolds.
Ooh.
So they'll do a deep dive into, they'll tell you all about each of their backgrounds
right.
and then how they got together and then what went wrong. And they take
I
it from a lot
that.
Of different sources. And I have been learning so much about, like, random people, and like I said, they're funny. They did Kathy Griffin and
oh,
her husband,
and her first husband,
and then they'll
yeah.
do like somebody old that we don't really care about that much, like Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz.
Oh.
But then I feel like I've had a little mini history lesson too.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so going to listen.
Yeah, and there's a lot. I just listened to the Sean Penn and Madonna and Guy Ritchie one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's right up my alley.
Oh, this was a good one. Love is a Battlefield. It was they covered Tatum O'Neal and John McEnroe and Brooke Shields and Andre Agassi.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I love it.
I love it.
And if anybody tells them that I'm mentioning this and that I said to go listen to it, I really want them to cover, if you're listening to this, ladies, can you cover Mandy Moore and what's his name? That's such an interesting
Mandy
one to me.
Moore.
Mandy Moore, you know how she was married to Ryan, to like the guy, leather jacket, like alt singer. And they had a really contentious divorce. Ryan, what's his name, Kaylin? You know, who was married to Mandy Moore? Ryan, not Ryan Reynolds. Oh my God. You guys know who I'm talking about. Anyway, they'll know who I'm talking about.
Well,
Adams.
Ryan Adams.
Oh, Ryan Adams.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, also, there is a podcast called Paola.
Yeah.
Next 10, Paola.
Yeah, Paola.
Where do you see yourself in 10 years? If you need a little help, then check out the next 10 on Podcast One. It's Lindsay McCormick, Paola Paulin, and Kate Edwards, three women with wildly different backgrounds as they talk about personal growth, discuss their careers, and pinpoint key moments where their lives changed forever, along with exciting guests like rapper Ja Rule. So set your goals and download new episodes of The Next 10 every week on Podcast One and Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, and also Patreon. I've been sending out bags.
You got some bags?
By the tens. As soon as you order one, as soon as you up your Patreon subscription from 5 to 10 or 10 to 15 or whatever, I'm going to send you out a bag and you're going to get it in like a couple days.
When you said you had a gift for me, I thought it was a bag.
Oh, no. I got Lynette a gift that's pretty funny. We can't say what it is on the air.
But we'll post it on
a picture of it. Uh-huh. And if you're at the $25 level, then you're going to be a friend of the show and get a shout out at the beginning of the show. And if you are at the $50 level, your business is going to get a shout out, such as, one of our listeners is giving her business shout out to Amanda Crittenden because she loves Amanda. And so Amanda is getting a shout out for Global Giving Foundation. And it's just like a helping Hurricane Dorian victims. So it's pretty cool. Globalgiving.org. To help raise money for the victims of the hurricane. Also, Sarah Kelsey with Northwest DNA. She offers paternity and relationship testing. So, you know, it's an alternative to the Maury Povich show.
Mm.
Do this kind of paternity test. They're in Seattle, but they can do appointments anywhere. 888-571-2220 or nwdnatesting.com. Also, Kate Marengo, Interior Chicago. She runs her own little design service, mm-hmm. and you can find her at interiorchicago.com and just look her up, Kate Marengo, and she's going to help you with your design needs. Also, Sarah Dean, Shameless Mom Academy podcast. She helps moms find their identity again after motherhood. Check out her show at shamelessmom.com. And also, Letty Molina, get some CBD oil. Why don't you? Go to HempWorks, WORX.com/L Molina, and she'll hook you up with some CBD.
That's right.
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you to our sponsors. You can go support them. Check them out. Brooklinen.com. Enter FCOL. Gold Peak Real Brewed Tea. GoodAmerican.com/FCOL. Bombas.com/FCOL. ForceOfNatureClean.com. All right. Thanks, Kaylin.
Thanks, Kaylin. You guys, you're a parent now.
Don't F it up.